guys, welcome back to Total Immersion. This is our next section in what's designed to be a course to help you focus on a particular subject. You'll be able to apply any of these sections to your learning. And of course, as with everything in the Master Learn series and on isuperthink.com, learning is not just about the classroom. It is a whole body, mind, spirit experience, and definitely a personal experience. The more that we can extract from our personal experiences, the more we become aware of, the faster we'll be able to learn. It's funny because while we strive to acquire so much knowledge outside and bring that in, regarding different subject matter, whether sciences or art, music, carpentry, finances, all these external sources of knowledge, we try very hard to absorb and become proficient at, but it turns out we have a wealth of information and knowledge available to us 24 hours a day from the time we're born. And that is our personal experience. So hopefully as you go through these sections, you realize that this really isn't about learning other things. This is more about learning about yourself, self-reflection, and realizing that much of the understanding of how to do a lot of these things comes from within, not from without. And so for this particular subject, I wanted to cover formal learning, because while we can emphasize self-education or self-learning, the formal term is autodidactism, we also can benefit from formal learning. There's this huge trend now in the public sphere where schooling in the formal sense is being put to the test. It's being seen as less valuable. And I'm talking about high school. I'm talking about college, especially. On the one hand, students graduate from college with enormous amounts of debt. And the way the job markets are looking, as a career advisor, I can tell you that jobs are available, but they are scarce for the highly skilled. And it really isn't a black and white issue. There are a lot of gray areas, which I will touch on in my blog, isuperthink.com. Because I think we've now reached an extreme perspective that any college experience is invaluable. Or not valuable. That to think about going to college is something that would be detrimental. There are a lot of positive aspects to formal education if it's used the proper way. So I wanted to just cover a few of the elements of formal learning, how they can be valuable to you. The first one is a class. Or as in a single course, you sometimes don't have to complete a degree. You can go back to school and take one or two courses at a time. Here you focus on a specialized amount of knowledge and you take the class, you go through the examinations, you pass, and you're off. And you can move to the next type of course. Typically, people do this if they are working full-time. If you don't have time to pursue a full degree, you may pick up a couple of courses. If you have a specialized interest, you may not even need it for career purposes, but you just have a genuine interest and you want to learn within the classroom setting. The benefits of a classroom setting include you're socializing. You're learning with a group. And there's a lot to say about the dynamics that take place when you have classmates and you have a professor that's guiding the nature of the course and the content. You have a syllabus. The syllabus outlines the content. So if you don't have the self-learner's motivation and organizational skill, this can help you, because if you were to tackle that subject on your own, you'd be scatterbrained. You wouldn't know where to focus. The syllabus in a formal class helps to organize the content. If it's done the right way, it will organize the knowledge base so that you can build in layers. You start at one layer at the beginning of the course, and by the end of the course, you are at another layer of understanding. You can also take a full degree. This is typically the most common. You take a focus or a major, and you take your first 2 years, typically, of general studies courses. These will focus in your maths, your histories, your literature, your science, your art. And then you concentrate. You choose a concentration. And then at that point, your courses from then on, just like the syllabus, you advance, your courses become more difficult. This is also beneficial. Why? Because just like the syllabus, you're taken through the curriculum, and you're also taken through the curriculum within a group, or within a cohort, and you can socialize, and you can throw ideas at your peers. You can also take advantage of the campus life activities, which are extremely valuable and worth an entire course on itself, on its own, and I will be covering that as well, how you actually can maximize campus life and you can enhance your college experience. I utilize this myself, and I can tell you that it's highly likely, this is my intuition, that people who say college sucks and college was useless probably did not take full advantage of their campus life or their student government element. I do have a book available on ibissuperthink.com, the College Survive and Thrive Handbook for College Students, which actually covers this. So you can visit there if you'd like and check out the book section and take a read of it. The PDF version is $4.99, and I cover specifically how campus life benefited me and how it can benefit other students. The last part I wanted to cover is the online course. So this is a different mode of taking classes. You could take single courses and you can also take a degree. You can major. The online course is a self-learner's paradise because you're not restricted to a physical classroom. You can take the class at any point in time, and I do have an extensive post on isuperthink.com that covers some of the intricacies of an online course, which you should watch out for, and the benefits, how to really become efficient. Because if you ignore certain habits, you will fall behind and you will feel like you have not accomplished anything. So I just wanted to cover and give a landscape view of these three areas to consider for learning your subject. You can choose formal learning for it. You can choose a single course, one course specialized in the topic, learning within a group. You can choose to major in that subject area, more extensive with a group. And then you can also pursue online learning, which there's so many courses and schools now providing even free education. Essentially, the free element is financial, and what it costs you is your effort and your brain power. So take advantage of the formal learning. Make it a part of your self-education curriculum. Don't ignore it, and don't listen to what people tell you. Go in for your own experience, see what it's like, and see how it could benefit you.